This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We have been noting for the past several days in our study of the great Bible subject of marriage, and in particular we're entitling our series, Marriage is for Those Who Love God and One Another. We've been looking at the significance of saying I do in the marriage ceremony. I've been talking about some things that it implies. It implies a deep and strong commitment. It implies a taking. Do you, John, take this woman? It implies oneness, to be your lawful wedded wife, joined together as one. It implies joining, and it implies the fact that God does the joining, and what God joins together, man is not to put asunder. And now we continue by looking at the fact that it further implies that the joining is permanent and not subject to man's dissolution. Note the words of Jesus, what God has joined together, let not man put asunder. But I plan to talk just a little bit later in more detail on this point. And then we have this statement in the ceremony, to have and to hold. In other words, do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife, to have and to hold? What is the significance of the statement in the ceremony, to have and to hold? That is, to be one's own, to be one's possession, bringing with it privilege, responsibility, and liberty. Liberty with limitation, to be sure, but nevertheless liberty. Liberty to possess in the fullest sense of the word, in such fashion as to enhance the spiritual lives of both. Since I discussed this fact in some detail previously, the fact that marriage is not primarily physical, mental, or emotional, but is primarily and fundamentally spiritual, I shall say little more about it at this time, but I do want to reiterate the fact that marriage basically and fundamentally is a spiritual relationship, though it does, of course, involve the physical, the mental, and the emotional. The Apostle Paul, in speaking of Christ and the church, pointed out that the Lord's love for the church was a love of purpose. Note carefully his language, that he might present the church a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Just so, you see, a husband should love his wife for the purpose of elevating her spiritually. This is the fundamental purpose in marriage, that two people may so weld their lives together that they may help one another to appreciate the spiritual values of life, to help one another to enjoy happiness in this life, and to help bring each other closer and closer to God as the days and years come and go. Then the next statement in the ceremony is usually something like this, from this day forward. In other words, do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife, to have and to hold from this day forward? Notice carefully now the statement, from this day forward, to have and to hold from this day forward. This part of the ceremony emphasizes the permanency of the committal which one makes when he takes the vow. To fully understand this, one must also consider the statement in the vow, till death do us part. When one takes the vows of marriage, he thereby commits his life to be joined with that of his partner until death parts them. Let no one take this lightly. The prophet Malachi taught in the 2nd chapter of his book that God hates covenant breakers, those who deal treacherously with the wives of their youth. The next statement of commitment in the marriage ceremony is this, to live together after God's ordinance. In other words, both the bride and the groom are asked to commit themselves, to pledge, to promise, to live together after God's ordinance. Now this means that each partner promises to be governed by God's instruction as found in the Bible. It should be obvious, even from a very casual observation, that few people seem to realize what they are saying when they take this vow. I wonder how many people have stood before preachers of the gospel and others and have had this question put to them. Do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife, to have and to hold, to live together after God's ordinance, without any real understanding of the life to which they are committing themselves? This means that one is promised to live under God's instructions and directions. To fully commit oneself to this vow would demand that one immediately begin to live as best he could according to the instructions of the Bible. Be with us tomorrow as we continue this most important study.